This is St. Louis Public Radio. The disputed election between State Representative Penny Hubbard and Bruce Franks focused on problems with absentee ballots. But the contest to represent the St. Louis-based 78th District is about a whole lot more than just election procedures. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum has more on what's at stake during Friday's unusual special election.
In a cavernous storefront on Cherokee Street, a group of diehard Bruce Franks supporters are preparing to go door-to-door for their candidate. They're trying to convince 78th District residents to vote for a Democrat that's captured the attention of the St. Louis political community. There's been a lot of emotional energy invested in a race where the winner becomes part of a Democratic superminority. But for Franks, there's a distinct reason he's putting so much on the line.
The most important thing that's at stake is true representation, something that we haven't had for 6 years.
Franks is getting a rare second chance to represent a district that stretches from Carr Square to Dutchtown. Although Franks came 90 votes short of winning the August 2nd Democratic primary, a judge ordered a September 16th election after ruling absentee ballot irregularities warranted a new contest. Franks is part of a contingent of people that supported former Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders. He says his experience as a business owner, anti-violence activist, and even as a battle rapper can be a refreshing change to Jefferson City and to the 78th District.
We won't be okay if Penny Hubbard wins. Voting in a way of financial interest, you know, and personal relationships, not being engaged. You know, not being resourceful in the entire district.
But if Franks wants to become a state representative next year, he'll have to defeat an opponent that's not going down without a fight.
I think my opponent doesn't have a clue.
In addition to getting herself elected to 3 terms as a state representative, Penny Hubbard's son, daughter, and husband have all won elections. Some adversaries of the Hubbards have accused the family of abusing the absentee ballot system. And the St. Louis Post-Dispatch reported on what seemed to be irregularities before the Democratic primary. For her part, Hubbard chalks up the large amount of absentee votes her family gets during election time to hard work.
I'm going to do whatever I can do to get to my constituents, to work with them, to encourage them to vote. I will not, and let me make myself real clear with this, I will not apologize for trying to assist the constituents in my district that are handicapped and getting them to the poll.
There's been another key element to the Hubbard family's political success, partnering with power brokers. For instance, the Hubbard family joined with St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay and Republican legislative leaders in strongly backing Paul McKee's Northside Regeneration Project. Although she's received criticism for her voting record, Hubbard says working across the political spectrum is a necessity to get things done, especially when large parts of St. Louis are struggling with disinvestment and crime.
It's about setting examples. I think elected officials ought to be held to a higher standard. And how in the world can we talk about cartoon characters and superheroes and that kind of stuff when you have people that are dying?
That type of comment clearly touched a nerve with Franks. He often uses superhero motifs when he mentors young people, and he brings up Superman as a source for inspiration.
I wear Superman shirts because Superman has his powers at all times. He's the same person every single time, and that's me. I'm the same person no matter what room I'm in, no matter who I'm in front of. It's going to take superheroes to change the narrative of what's going on in our neighborhoods, what's going on in our community, and what's going on in our nation.
One thing's for sure. To end an election that lasted a lot longer than people expected, Franks and Hubbard will need 78th District residents to use the power of the vote to lead them to Jefferson City. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.